Temptation. It's one of those subjects that we refer to every year during Lent. We hear the story of Jesus' temptation and his refusal to succumb. We think, of course, he's Jesus after all. Of course he wouldn't give in. Good for him. What a guy. He's fully divine. Of course he didn't fall to the temptation. And that being the case, this doesn't really have anything at all to say to me, except that Jesus is a wonderful example of someone not at all like me, who had the divine power to forego temptation. And there it is, once again, the spiraling spread of the effects of giving in to temptation. The granddaddy of all temptations. The refusal to accept responsibility. Oftentimes, when we speak or think of temptation, we think of grand trials and threats to our moral fabric, when in reality, the most dangerous temptations are the ones we encounter on a daily basis. The ones we are so easily able to rationalize as being no big deal in the whole scheme of things. Very rarely are we truly tempted to actually murder someone. Very rarely are we presented with an armored car full of unmarked money and handed the keys. No explanations, no questions asked. More often, we're approached by a situation like someone in need and rationalize why it is we don't have time or resources to help, or convince ourselves of their unworthiness to be helped. We say things like, she'll just use the assistance I give her to buy drugs and alcohol. Or worse even, the last time I helped out, the person wasn't appreciative enough. Another devilish temptation that we frequently encounter is the temptation to hang on to feelings of ill will against individuals who we feel have somehow wronged us. We always have the option to start each moment fresh and without old grudges, but we seem not to want to let go of the past. We seem to be constantly tempted to retain those bad feelings. We perceive that we've been wronged, and no matter what we learn from the example of Jesus, we just don't want to let it go. We take one look at that person in need, or that person who we think has in some measure wronged us, and we immediately decide what their fate would be, and that it's deserved. And we are certainly justified in our attitude and in our judgment. And when we find ourselves right there outside of that gate of the Garden of Eden, looking into the disapproving faces of two seraphim with torches and a very sad God. The gate is closed forever because we, just like our ancestors of origin, have done what we were told not to do. We have eaten of that tree. We have succumbed to the biggest temptation of all. We have made ourselves the judge and jury while at the same time not accepting responsibility for that judgment. We have tried to take the place of God. God didn't say, don't do these things just because I said so. God is not an arbitrary God who leads us merely for his own purposes. If that were the case, we would not have free will. God gave us the option to follow his way or not, to allow him to be the God of our lives or not. The biggest temptation is just that, to act on our own without soliciting the guidance of God. This problem of refusing to accept responsibility has been a problem from the start. Imagine how things might have been different if Edith said, God, can you come here for just a minute, please? This serpent is telling me that if I eat of this fruit, it will really be okay. I know you told me not to, so can you tell me one more time why not? Or if Adam had said, God, I really made a mistake. I ate of that tree and I knew I was not supposed to. Can you possibly forgive me, wipe the slate clean, and let me try to do better? But that's not the way we work, is it? We take on the role of God. We accept the little bit of information we have, make a decision about it on our own, without consulting God at all. It happens on a daily basis. Then we realize what a mess we've made of things, and maybe even discover that we were wrong. We find a way to defer the responsibility from ourselves, and then we call on God to fix our mess. Why are we so happy to accept the example of Adam and Eve, but so unwilling to accept the example of Christ? That's a hard-to-follow example. The example of Christ moves around that inner push towards self-aggrandizement and even security. It's just so much easier to say, the devil made me do it, or I didn't mean to, than to say, I'm wrong, or I'm sorry. It's so much easier to give in to temptation than accept responsibility. It's so much easier to move Jesus away from us into a category of his own that's somehow different, to make him fully divine and not fully human also, and therefore in no way like us. If that were the case, his temptation was not real. If that's the case, then the whole thing is pointless. If Jesus was not tempted in every way as we are, then we are right in our judgment. But that is not the case. Jesus was tempted in every way as we are. He knew the real human temptation to be like God, to rely on oneself rather than on God. And who better qualified to do that than Jesus? But he didn't. Each time the tempter came to him with a new temptation, he immediately turned to God and what he knew about God and Scripture. He relied on Scripture and prayer and on God. He didn't say, oh, I think I know what's going on here, and here's how I will handle it. He removed himself and his desires from the equation and turned it over to God. That is our example. That is what we are called to do. It sounds easy, and it can be, but it doesn't come naturally for some reason. Naturally, we rely on ourselves, but we can learn from practice to remove ourselves from the equation and rely on God. When we do that, we find that we don't need to make excuses for what we've done and left undone, nor do we need to ask for forgiveness nearly as often. We will still have moments when we fall short, but those moments will be fewer, and we're still forgiven for those things for which we are truly sorry. We find that we live our lives relying on God and God's judgment rather than our own. We make much wiser decisions. We're guided by the one who has all the information, not just our small, human, often self-focused piece of the puzzle. Jesus came as one of us, was tempted in every way as we are, knows what we are faced with on a daily basis, how tempting it is to judge others and promote ourselves. He knows how tempting it is to pass the buck, to not be responsible. He has every idea of what this world is like and gives us the example to follow. An example of total reliance on God who will never let us down. Thanks be to God. Amen.